Indeed, it's another morning that God has given us, and we thank Him, we praise Him, we worship His holy name, and indeed, He is faithful. He's been leading us, He's been guiding us, He's been watching over our lives. And you're welcome again to carry on with the teachings that God has been giving us. So we've been learning on the manifestations of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, and this we've been reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we started reading from verse 7, where it says that, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, and all members of that one body being many, are one body, so also is Christ." Yeah, so we've been looking at the spiritual gifts, and we've been able to look at these nine spiritual gifts that are classified here. And one quick way of classifying them is that they are the gifts of revelation, in which we see the gift of wisdom, word of knowledge, and then also the discerning of spirits. Then there's also the gift of service, in which we see these gifts involve the gifts, or rather the gifts of, you can say the gifts of power, indeed, which can call the gift of faith, the gift of working in miracles, and also the gift of faith, working in miracles, and prophecy. So these are gifts of power. And then you have the gifts of service, or some call the gifts of communication, in which you have the gifts of speaking in other tongues and interpretation of tongues. And this so there are basically three, some people classify them into three ways: gifts of power, gifts of revelation, gifts of power, and gifts of service, or gifts of communication. So there are basically three ways that people classify them. So today, what I will want us to do is to look at some of the principles that guide us in our operation of spiritual gifts. I believe that God has purposed the spiritual gifts to be given to the church, but there is wisdom that He gives as to how we should operate in them. And this wisdom helps us to serve one another, because what we know is that spiritual gifts are given for service, and they're given by the Holy Spirit. So first of all, I would say that it is important to note that it is the Holy Spirit that is the giver of all spiritual gifts to every believer, and it is He that determines which gift that He gives. Now the Bible tells us, as we have read, now it is Him that giveth to all men severally as He wills. That means the Holy Spirit decides what gift to give each and every individual. Just like every man, when they are born in the natural, there are certain unique gifts that they come with, that they come gifted in. So you can find that when you wake up, or rather when a child is born, you can notice that this child has a specific gift. Maybe it could be singing, or it could be running, or it could be, you know, strength. And this is something that the child did not work for. This is something that the person exercises just because of the gifting that they have. So it is very important to note that every man, the Bible says, now to each man the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the profit of all. That means that we have seen that every man, every person that is in Christ, every new creation has a unique gift, has a gift that God has given them. Now the person has a choice whether to put it into the service of God, or to put it not into the service of God. So those that put it in the service of God are those who recognize that Jesus Christ is the Lord of their lives and they offer it unto service. So the Holy Spirit will never regret why he gave you the gift. And that is why you will realize that those who are given the gift, it doesn't matter how much they end up messing up, what you realize or what we see is that they continue operating in the same gift. And that is why someone will ask, but this person is very accurate in their prophetic, they're very accurate in revealing things, but yet they're living in sin. It is because the Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. And indeed, that means that whenever God has given his gifts, he does not take them away. Now, God will never take away his gift, but the gift will continue to operate in the person, because at the end of the day, whether you use it for bad or for good, God is a giver and he has no regrets as to which gift he has given each individual. So God is a giver of gifts, but you must learn the disciplines or the principles as to why the gift was given. First of all, we have seen is that it is given for the profit of all. That means that the spiritual gifts are given by the Holy Spirit for the benefit of service or for the purpose of service to the body of Christ. Remember, we are all members of the same body. That means some of us are a hand, some of us are feet, some of us are hands, some of us are internal organs, some of us are eyes, some of us are noses, some of us are mouths, some of us are ears. So each and every part of us has a point or a purpose to contribute to the body of Christ. There is no one individual that is gifted to do everything on their own. No, God has not built us or made us in the kingdom of God to be independent. None of us is made to be independent, but God has made it in such a way that each and every one of us is dependent on one another. I am dependent on you, the pastor, or cannot be the singer, cannot be the usher, cannot be the intercessor, all at the same time. Yes, in situations where congregations are not yet taught, it will happen, but the reality is God calls and brings people to work and to do their service. So spiritual gifts are given for the purpose of service to the body of Christ, and God calls each and every individual to do their part. When each one does their part, then the church is established. So spiritual gifts are given for the benefit of all, and they are given for service. So you must identify, or you must ask yourself, what is that area of service that God has given you to give? Maybe it might be leadership, maybe it might be giving generously unto others. Everyone should prophesy, or everyone should exercise the gifting or their grace according to the measure of faith that God has given us. So there's a measure of faith, that is means it's an area of authority that God has given you. You should exercise your gifts into that area that God has called you. Now, another thing that is important that we need to learn when we are looking at spiritual gifts is that spiritual gifts do not signify spiritual maturity. They do not signify spiritual maturity. And that's what I said. Remember, a spiritual gift is given at the point when someone receives Jesus as their Lord and Savior. When the Holy Spirit comes upon them, he gives them, he uniques them, he makes them unique, he identifies with them a calling. So you could be having a calling of even being an apostle or a calling of being a prophet, and the moment you give your life to Jesus, then you find that those gifts are beginning to manifest in your life, and when you continue to exercise them, then you can sharpen them. But you see, just because someone is very accurate in the prophetic does not mean that they are mature in the things of God. And that is why there's a lot of chaos in many churches that are prophetic, because the people who, yes, they are having the gift of prophecy, they are accurate in the prophecy, or they are doing miracles and signs, which is a gift, but then they are living, you know, shameful lives that we are not worth to mention, But because they have not recognized that the gifting of God is given without fault, without regret from God, and they can continue operating from a gift, but they are very far from the Lord. And you see, so that what happens is that at the end of the day, they will come and say, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Lord, did we not cast out devils in your name? Lord, did we not heal the sick in your name? And the master will say, depart from me, workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So it is possible to live in a gift. It is possible to operate in a gift over a long period of time, and yet you are far from the master. So what we are called for as believers, we need to look for the fruit. The Bible says that you shall know them by their fruit, not by their gifts. So it is the fruit that identifies maturity. And the fruit of the Spirit, remember, is love, is joy, is peace, is patience, is kindness, is goodness, is gentleness, is self-control. So it is only the maturity of the fruit that is seen in the fruit that tells us that someone is mature and that the gift operating in them has been nurtured and is being used by a mature believer. So the exercise of gifts, yes, it can draw us to men, it can draw men to us, but it is only our fruit of the Spirit that will keep us, that will keep them and will keep us long in the faith and in the ministry. So gifting is not enough. I know many people want to receive gifts, but character, but the fruit is of greater importance than the gift. It is better to have a leader or a spiritual leader that has character, or a ministry that is full of character, rather than one that has giftings alone without character. Because the gifts alone without character will end up in immorality, but the gifts with character will have greater benefit to the church. So character, which is seen in the fruit and in the maturity, is what is needed and absolutely important for the establishment of ministry. Another aspect that important that you need to look at when you think of spiritual gifts is that spiritual gifts are God's equipping for the ministry. I believe every successful ministry or every successful minister has been equipped with a gift and has mastered the use of their spiritual gift that God has given them. That's why Paul tells Timothy, fan into flame the gift that was given unto you through the laying on of hands by the body of elders. So this is a command to Timothy that you need to exercise the gifts that God gave you. That when the body of elders, when the leaders laid their hands on you and they imparted in you a spiritual gift. So there's also the impartation of spiritual gifts that come from the laying on of hands by leaders and elders. He said, fan into flame that gift. So it is important that as a Christian or as the leader that you need to add flame, or you need to exercise your gifts for them to grow. So he that exercises their gifts then becomes a better equipped servant unto God. Because the Bible tells us, study to show thyself approved, a workman approved of God, who correctly divides the word of truth. So there's a responsibility for every servant of God. There's a responsibility for every minister of Christ. Even if you're a musician and God has called you to serve him through music, then you need to fan into flame. You need to practice, you need to exercise, you need to go the extra mile. Indeed, because them that are equipped by God, then they are more effective. So there is a place that you play in exercising your gift, in growing your gift, and in using it for the body of Christ. So you must know that God equips those who calls, and we have our responsibility to fan into flame the gift that God has given us. So the difference between the people who exercise their gifts and those who don't, it is seen in their mastery of their gifts. So that tells us that we grow in grace by putting our gift to work. Anyone who does not exercise their gifts will find that they are not growing in their gifts. It's just like in the natural, if you feel that you are gifted or talented to be a runner, and if you don't run, then you are going to just have dormant potential, and you'll always be saying, you know, when I was young, I used to run. But you see, when you grow in the things of God and when you exercise your gift, then you find that you are able to do more than what you had in the beginning. So it is very important that we exercise our gifts and develop it to mastery. Now, we have to be very cautious. Another principle when we have spiritual gifts, you have to be very cautious that the gifts that we've been given, they are not for our boasting, but rather no man can boast, because everything that we have, we received from God. There is nothing that we have that God did not give us, and rather that did not come from the throne of God. So we must be careful that men should not worship us. We must always point people to Christ. Anytime you exercise your gifts, it is important that instead of recognizing or thinking that it is you or how much you have done or how excellent you are, but always give the glory to God. Remember Herod in the Bible, he gave a great speech and people said, wow, this is not the voice of a man, this is the voice of a God. And the Bible says because he did not give glory to God, he was struck by an angel to death and his body was eaten by worms. Now the man Herod was given a gift, a great gift of oratory. I mean, he had oratory prowess, he could speak. And you know, in those times in auditoriums there was no loudspeaker, so someone needed to speak loudly, and Herod spoke. And when he spoke, well, people praised him and ascribed to him the glory of our God. But because he did not give glory to God, the Lord struck him to death. So we as human beings, we who are called by God, we who God raises up to be vessels of honor, you know, to have million subscribers and to, you know, to have all these fans following and in music and in all that, when men praise us, always be careful to give God all the glory and to point them to God. Because if you don't and you take God's glory, God does not share his glory with any man, and he is jealous for his own glory. So when you do that, then it is possible that God can just not be happy with you. But of course, we know that God is merciful, but is merciful for us and is careful for us. But if it were not for the mercy of God, none of us will stand. So we must be careful that the greatest danger of men with spiritual gifts is pride. You find just because you're gifted with the working of miracles, then you no longer are submissive to your pastor or your senior pastor, or just because you have your gift is sharper than anyone else, then you feel that no one can talk to you. And this is the challenge of many charismatic or many evangelical or many Pentecostal churches. In that you find individuals, God gifts them spiritual gifts, and all of a sudden they feel that they can no longer submit, they need to run their own ministries, and they run and establish their own ministries. Yet they don't realize that the gifts that have been given works in our body. Your gift is given in a body. If God has given you the gift of prophecy in a body, there is a reason why that church, God has recognized that this church needs this gift, and contribute your gift to the body. Contribute your gift to the church, to the congregation that God has placed you in. And in due season, when God feels that it is time for you to move out, then he shall make it possible. So the danger with spiritual gifts and those with spiritual gifts is that they exercise pride in them. So we must be very, very careful that we do not live prideful lives, especially when gifts are given. Another danger also that we have when people receive spiritual gifts is the exercising of business or merchandising those gifts. Those, you can find that something that God gave freely, then someone starts to make exercise or charge people for it and various things. I don't mean that there's nothing wrong with getting rewarded for your spiritual or thanked for what God has given you, but where it becomes a business, where you can find that a prophet will say for him to see you, you must give a certain amount of money for them to prophesy or for them to pray for you, then you know that this person, yes, might have results, yet might be able to be accurate, but this person is operating from a different spirit, which is not the spirit of the Holy Spirit, but could be the spirit of divination. So you must not, and you must be careful that spiritual gifts were given free and should be exercised freely. So this is a danger, and we have to be very careful as every gift that has been given to us. Another aspect of spiritual gifts that we must learn is that it is important to be able to discern the spirits. Discernment of spirits is key to distinguish between spiritual gifts that are from God and spirit and counterfeit gifts that are from the devil. Remember, the Antichrist was given power by the beast to work out miracles that the Bible says that if it were possible, even the elect will be deceived, because the coming of that lawless one will come with the manifestations of signs and wonders. So we have to understand that just because someone is doing miracles, signs and wonders does not mean necessarily that they are operating from the Spirit of God. They could be operating counterfeit gifts from the devil. And this is the importance of discernment of spirits. So in the exercise of spiritual gifts, may God give you the discernment to know that this person, yes, might be doing the right thing, might be saying the right thing, but could be a dragon. Could be a dragon. The dragon looks like a sheep, but speaks like a dragon. So that is where we judge the character. That is where we discern the heart. We need to be able to discern from what spirit someone is speaking from. This is very important. Discernment of is key to distinguish between spiritual gifts that are from God and the counterfeit gifts that are from the devil. I also want to just say a very important aspect is that spiritual gifts must be operated in the context of love. That's why the Bible says, I will show you the most excellent way. If I had the gift of prophecy, or if I could give my body to, you know, to be burned by the flame, but have no love, I am on nothing. I am only a resounding cymbal, a resounding gong. So what God tells us is, unless we exercise our gifts in the context of love, then we are not exercising our gifts in the right way. There is a most excellent way, which is the way of love. Even if God reveals to you through the word of wisdom, through the word of knowledge, something about someone, it does not necessarily mean that what is revealed, you're supposed to speak it out. There are things that God reveals to you just for the purpose of prayer. So when God reveals that, there are things that you will learn with your walk with God, when to be silent, when to speak, when not to reveal certain things. So there are things that God speaks and God releases for you that must be exercised in the context of love. So if it does not bring up someone, if it does not edify someone, if it does not bring God the glory, then we have to be careful how we allow and what we allow coming of ourselves in the exercise of our gifts. Finally, I want to finish with this, that spiritual gifts are imparted in that they can be transferred, and these are imparted to believers, or they come upon believers. Yes, we mentioned they can come through the point when someone receives their Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but also as believers desire the spiritual gifts. The Bible says eagerly desire the greater gift, in that as you desire the gifts, then as you desire the gifts of prayer, or rather of spiritual gifts, then they can be imparted to you either through prayer, as you exercise your spiritual disciplines, prayer, fasting. But most, what is most common is laying on of hands. And this is what I said earlier when Paul told Timothy that do not neglect the gift that was given to you through the laying on of hands that was done for you by the leaders. So through the laying on of hands, it is possible, that, and also through apostles laying their hands on you or speaking life into you, they are able to impart spiritual gifts to you. So spiritual gifts, yes, they are those that are given at the point of salvation, but then they are also that those that God imparts, and also those that the Holy Spirit gives as he sees our hunger and our desire for them. So it could happen in a divine encounter, it could happen in a dream, it will happen when you encounter certain men of God, it could happen even when you serve certain men of God or certain gifted men of God, when you serve them in gifts of service, then it is possible that these are imparted. Now, we must remember that we should not be putting price money to the gifts. Remember Simon the sorcerer, he wanted the gift and he offered money for that gift to be given. And he was told, you have no part in the gospel because you thought that the gift of God could be bought with money. So let us remember that God weighs our hearts. He checks our hearts to see that whatever our motives are right, whatever it is we are asking of God is right, and whatever things that we are believing God for are right. So spiritual gifts, yes, are given, but there are disciplines to it, there are principles to it, there is wisdom to how we should exercise them. And I pray that God will give us wisdom, direction, favor, and also the discipline not to operate in pride, but to operate at a place where we are able to use and exercise the gifts that God has given us for the body of Christ. I'm going to stop there today. I believe that God has given us some wisdom on how to exercise our spiritual gifts, and I pray that even as you reflect on them, that God shall give you the grace, and even that more giftings and more grace shall be added to your life so that you shall be able to exercise these spiritual gifts that we've been learning and use them for the glory of God. So we're going to pray at this point, and as we conclude, and I pray that God will give us the grace. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you. We honor your holy name. Thank you for the gifts that you've given us, for the grace that you've taught us, for the grace that you've released in our lives. I pray that, Lord, even for wisdom and the discipline to exercise the gifts, all for your glory. Indeed, you're a faithful Father, you're a faithful Lord, and there's no one else like you, God. I pray for them that are desiring spiritual gifts. I speak a word of impartation in their lives. Release the gifts in their lives. Help them to exercise them. And indeed, my brother, my sister that is trusting and has been eagerly desiring the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I pray that they be activated in your life, that you might receive them by faith, and that you shall work and operate in even a greater depth and understanding. I pray all this, trusting and believing in Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Thank you, my brother. If you have any addition or question, you can add. Otherwise, if not.
Yeah. Not really. I'm already on the way. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, my brother. Have a safe journey and come back well. Okay. Blessed day. Shalom.
Yeah.